My boys on the shelf. Singing in the band, and weekends I have
my boys on the sand.
Surf's Up with Clark Carlton's debut album, appropriately called Saltwater. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall, and you're listening to Audiophile. This track from Carlton's album is called Boys on the Sand.
There are this group of guys that I think of as the Boys on the Sand. I see those guys most every weekend. I love them all. When I went through this big breakup, they welcomed me into their group with their bronze, brawny arms. I just love those guys, and I had to write a love song to them.
Trading our baggies in for real tight pants. Our shirts will come off, and the sweat will pour down. And when the disco closes, we can really go to town.
I'm looking for someone to really flip the lid. Someone for the long run, maybe we can raise a kid. Until I find a boyfriend, I'll be singing in the band. Weekends I'll have
my boys on the sand.
The album's mostly acoustic folk style also covers serious topics like love and loss and Matthew Shepard.
Be ignorant and stupid. They tried to desecrate the funeral for Matthew with a picket line of hate. Some way they knew you, but they're frightened to look deep inside. For within them lived this part of you, a part, a full of us that can't be denied.
For more information about Clark Carlton's Saltwater CD, you can visit www.cdbaby.com.
New York singer Ari Gold brings a blend of smooth R&B to the world of gay music with his new self-titled CD.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings when they get the best of you? Washing in, and I'm gonna drown in a wave of you. My feet leave the ground, and there's no one around to save me when I'm drowning in a wave of you.
Ari describes his style this way.
It's basically 10 love songs, and the style I would say is R&B, soul, a little dance house, and pop. Influenced by Sade and Madonna and Mary J. Blige and Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder.
In his love ballads, Gold does not shy away from using male pronouns to describe the object of his affection.
Write Me a Love Song is a song about someone who's very special in my life, who I've been with for a while.
My lover never asks much, to love him simple at your eyes. One morning he turned around and looked into my eyes. Just one simple request was all he's asking me for. I told him anything for you, darling, I could give more. He whispered, but it's desire, and his eyes that burn the fire. So I said that I am ready. He told me, write me a love song, baby, one that you're gonna sing tonight. Write me a love song, baby. Write me a love song, baby, one that sings me to my dreams. Write me a love song, baby, yeah.
You can find out more about Ari Gold at www.arigold.com. That's ARIGOLD.com.
Matthew Claran's debut album, Finally Free, gives us a variety of songs that are both lyrically out and that touch our hearts.
Every now and then, his father read to him. He loved this, oh, this special time when nightlight's glow was dim. Once upon a time it went, and with it went his fear. 'Cause he felt safe under blankets warm with his father's voice so near. He heard a tale about a brave and gentle man, a handsome prince who stirred him so as only magic can. Whenever after finally came, the boy sat up to say, I hope someday I find a prince who will save my day. His father's eyes began to change, a shadow crossed his face. The book was shut, the light turned off, goodnight was said in haste. And in the dark the boy lies still and listened to the wind, and he wondered why his father left without kissing him.
I think that Finally Free musically is a mix of inspirational pop, some folk, a little bit of light rock, and a little bit of country. So it's got quite a few things going on musically.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, look at you, looking fine, just like brand new. Girlfriend, I see something's changed. Girlfriend, my friend, your life had been all about a world called men. Now that's all been rearranged. 'Cause love came in and you came out. Love walked through the fear and doubt and opened up your heart. Something new. Her big brown eyes turned you around, and now girlfriend's world turned upside down. 'Cause love came out and girlfriend, so did you.
For more information about Matthew Claran, check out his website at www.matthewclaranmusic.com.
And that's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at P.O. Box 429, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's info@audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, Pam Marshall, Christopher David Trentum, and J.D. Doyle. This is Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. Keep listening.
What do you do when love ignores the rules that love had played before? Tell my girlfriend...